It is Monday morning. We check in with our good friend. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. It's our good friend, Jeff Baldwin. Jeff, good morning. How is your yard looking here on a Monday morning?
Covered with leaves.
Oh my. Dry, crusty.
Yeah, that's crazy. Good morning,
leaves.
Jeff.
Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while.
That's the truth. It has been a long time.
Well, then, Margaret.
I stop by your place almost every day, though.
Well, I'll bet you do. You'll have to stop by sometime, but I have driven past your new place, and boy, is it look amazing.
And if you want to find Jeff Baldwin, that's where you look.
That's where I'm at. That's right.
Well, tell us all about it. Let's hear about the new brand new Crestmont Club. We know the sweat, blood, sweat, and tears that went into it, the great community backing to raise the funds to put it up, and the building from scratch, all done, ready to go.
If you guys haven't seen it, it's gorgeous.
Well, first off, tell us where it's at.
Kids, we've been open for a week now. Kids have been enjoying that. And every day, we started our first day with 61 kids and steadily grew all week long. I think late in the week, we had near 85, almost 90 kids, I think. So good numbers. Kids are coming out from the Crestmont community and taking advantage of that great asset. So we're very, very excited.
Now, the new Crestmont Club, if you're a member at the Lincoln Street Club, you can go to the Crestmont Club, right?
You could. The only problem is transportation.
We're okay.
You know, all the right out of school, kids are picked up either through our transportation system or supported by MCCSC to bring them to those club sites. So, you know, if you are a Lincoln Street Club member, you do have programming. You have programming at two sites right now. One is the Project School. We have a school-based program there. We're serving about 50 to 60 kids a day there. And then also at 1201 West 3rd Street, which is Weddle Brothers construction property, their office complex. They were good enough to do some quick renovations for us and allow us to get the remainder of our Lincoln Street Club kids into that temporary site. So that's been going very well. Over the last few weeks.
Well, tell us why the kids aren't at the Lincoln Street Club.
Well, as soon as the project was done at Crestmont, all the efforts were pivoted right over to the Lincoln Street Club, and things are underway there. I've seen some photographs of some of the work inside already, working on peeling it back and taking a look at it. So some of the demolition has started in a very light way, but they're underway over there to completely renovate and then add some square footage to that great facility.
Wow.
So are you taking it down to the studs, or are you just kind of moving and shaking?
Oh, they have a lot of
there's a lot. That
mechanicals.
Whole, that whole lower level will be completely redone.
Yeah, the mechanicals are all pretty a big issue over there, aren't they?
They're old. So it's a 1928 armory. Has some really good bones, but there's a lot of the mechanicals. You're right, are way past due, and so it's gonna get a complete shakedown.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington and Monroe County. And what is your timeline for the Lincoln Street project?
They still say somewhere around this time next year. I think it's maybe a little bit later than that, maybe closer to the first of the year. When they're completely done with that, and we'll be moving back in to that facility.
Nice. So everybody else is kind of bouncing around. The new Crestmont facility is open, so that's exciting as well. And also exciting, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, let me get my Uber number out here. You're having the Bloomington Whiskey event. This is something new and interesting. Tell me all about it.
Yep, so that's actually, it's going to be on a Friday evening.
Oh, it's Friday, sorry.
Yep, that's okay, Friday evening, October 6th. Big Red Liquors, a longtime supporter of club programming.
Jeff, we have breaking news right now. September does not have 31 days, no matter how many times I write that down on my calendar that I just wrote down.
Happen.
We just have 30 days in September, not 31.
Yep.
So that anybody that's confused listening to this program, which is just about everyone, 30 days. The 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Oh,
all the rest have 31 except
no
February.
No,
so
that's hysterical. Okay, so I didn't realize you'd done that.
Well, you didn't correct me either.
Because I didn't realize
you'd
done it.
Well, let's start from the top again. Jeff Baldwin, you've got a big whiskey event coming up next Friday. How delicious is this going to be?
So, wonderful. Yeah, it's a long time coming. This is one of those things that I'm just so excited that the Big Red is going to jump into this arena. You know, bourbon and whiskey are very popular right now, and a lot of connoisseurs out there. 300 different varieties will be available on October 6th. That's, again, a Friday from 6 to 9 out at Monroe County Airport.
Wow.
So excited to be offering that event, being a part of that event, and receiving the support, financial support from the proceeds. So kudos to Big Red once again for stepping up for our kids in this community.
So, Jeff, when you say whiskey and bourbon, are we just talking Irish whiskey or are we talking Scotch whiskey too?
All of it. Yep. All. Yeah. I was surprised to hear 300 different varieties.
And so,
will be offered.
How much is this? And so, how do I get on? How do I do this? How do I sign up for this?
So $25 a person.
Oh my goodness.
$25.
That's it.
You go to either, you know, Big Red's website, or you can even go to our website, and there's a link that takes you to an Eventbrite site where you can actually purchase those tickets online. They're encouraging people to do that.
How much they have to have.
That's exactly right. Gives them a sense for that. They are anticipating about 500 people to attend, which is fantastic.
Now, do I have to bring my own airplane?
No, you don't. Nope. It's really neat. John Bender, great club supporter, is offering the space of his two hangars that he maintains out there. He'll move all of his planes out on the tarmac. People can check those out. The hangars alone are worth the visit because of all the memorabilia and items that he has on the walls and such in there. It's just really a museum of sorts. So kudos to him, and many thanks for offering those spaces to us to run this great event.
Jeff Baldwin's our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington in Monroe County. We always enjoy getting caught up with him. The whiskey event, did you have another, was it a wine tasting? What was your other big one? Is this replacing it or is this adding to it?
Yeah, this actually, there is a wine event in the spring, and that'll continue.
Okay, good.
But for years and years, Big Red has hosted a beer fest. And it just felt it was time to shake things up and do something a little different, which I thought was a smart move. And so this is actually replacing their beer fest that they typically run in October.
I think that's a lovely idea. Scotch is much better.
Yep. And that's coming up Friday, October 6th from 6 to 9 at the Monroe County Airport. So exciting
really
times for
find.
That.
Lots of room for parking and so we're excited to be a part of that.
And when Margaret said it's only $25, well, you can always give more or buy more tickets if you'd like to donate to the cause, right?
Absolutely.
Bring your buddies with you, you know?
That's right. That's what we want.
If you feel it's too inexpensive,
Jeff,
buy
I'm just
more tickets.
Looking at my schedule. It has got this big gap in it that night. So maybe, just
Look
maybe.
At that. Perfect.
What are the odds? What are the odds? All right.
Love that.
Now, we
Love
know we've it. Got whiskey coming up in two Fridays, not this Friday, but the next Friday. And then coming up in December is the annual Man Up to Make a Difference. Give me the date. Give me who's involved with that and how we can get involved helping.
Yes, great. So thank you. It's really just an opportunity. I appreciate this today to save the date. I know there's a lot of folks out there in our community who have looked forward to this event in years past and want to make sure we get the word out on that. So it'll be December 7th of this year. We'll be having that event at the new Crestmont Club in the gym there. Great venue. We have the capacity to seat about 425 people. So
what is that compared to the Lincoln Street seating?
Probably, you know,
double?
Our seating in the Lincoln Street gym was always somewhere around that 230 mark.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So it's that's one of the things whenever we're taking people on tours of the new Crestmont Club, when they walk into the gym, they're just kind of awestruck. It is a nice big gym. And it'll be a great great venue for this this Man Up event coming up on December 7th.
Well, you know, Jeff, you've been talking about how much bigger this new facility is. What has that meant for staffing and volunteers for you?
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, obviously that's your next challenge. We've known that for obviously quite some time. And just developing the resource development engine and reaching out to more folks in this community to say yes to Monroe County youth, and in particular, kids who really need us most. So things have been going well. We want to continue to grow the operating budget and so that we can bring those great people. Buildings are wonderful, and boy, it's so great to start off with this brand-new, huge facility. But really, it takes people to change people's lives. So all those great volunteers and staff are going to be needed. And already this year, obviously, a big bump to the Crestmont Club budget and bringing on that many more people to do what we do.
So if you have people, we have so many people out here listening right now, and they want to perhaps volunteer, or they want to donate, or they want to participate in some of your events, how can we do that?
Just go to our website, bgcbloomington.org. Great place to start. If you get there and you're challenged in any way to find out how to get connected, there are some easy links to just go ahead and get some questions asked. So don't hesitate to do that. That would be great. It's so neat to see when this new facility comes online, how many people are excited about wanting to be a part of it. So we continue to see that, the uptick on that.
Well, I'm just thinking, and I imagine some other people are out there thinking, if these kids are at your club and they're hanging out and they're doing stuff, they're much less likely to be getting into trouble out in the environment that sometimes is not the best for them.
Absolutely. That is just a real basic sense, right? You're just not out in those amongst the influences that might not be best for you. So,
well,
then beyond that, it's all the great tutoring.
They have something so much better to do than to just hang out and get in trouble. Because I mean, what do kids do when they're just bored? And I can remember my little brother when he was a kid, him and his buddies hanging out and doing dumb stuff because they were bored and just needed some place and something to do. And it sounds like you're supplying that for these kids.
Yes, we talk about that. Meaningful engagement, that's the constant mantra at the club. Make sure that that's the case, because like you said, an idle child is a child who's in trouble.
Not bad for $20 a year, huh?
Nope, that's right. Well, $5 at Crestmont. So,
wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So
you're running out of excuses not to get involved with it. And if people need more information, Jeff, where's the easiest way to go?
Always go to the website. Start there, BGC, Boys Girls Club, bgcbloomington.org.
And we'll post a link to that to our – why is my computer frozen? I'm trying to get your thing up
because
on our Facebook page.
You're
and
at we'll WGC.
We'll make it work. I promise. We always do it somehow in some way. And we'll get it up there so people can see your great all right, I'm downloading. I'm not afraid to download. I'll download. Let's download.
Okay.
I got your flyer. I'm going to download it. 300-plus whiskeys a week from Friday, only $25. It's the Bloomington Whiskey Event hosted by Big Red Liquors. The benefits and proceeds will benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. And do you have a price yet for your Man Up event in December?
Not yet.
Good.
Hold the date. That's the big thing. If people want to go, hold the date. It's always, a Thursday evening. So December 7th, we've got that locked down. Also want to throw out there, too.
Please.
The topic this year, we're going to be working together with, in particular, Brent Slinkard, Bob Hamill, and Angela Pizzo. They went ahead and put together a book called Greatest Sports Stories in the History of Indiana. And we're going to focus on 5 of the 25 stories at the event. So I'll be reaching back out to you to tell you more about some of the real hard details related to this event here shortly, as some of the guests are put together as it relates to those 5 great stories that they're going to focus on.
So, Jeff, are there any other events coming up that people might be interested in?
These are our key ones right to the end of the year. So excited to put those out there, and thank you for asking that, Margaret, but this is the slate to finish up 2017.
Well, that's okay.
That's right. Celebrating the opening of the Crestmont Club, and this goes back to your question about the greater need for staff. We have our 100 in 100 campaign, and so 100 days from the time that the Crestmont Club opened to the end of the campaign, we're hoping to, and the goal is to raise $100,000, and so we're well on our way and looking for people in the community to jump on board with that as well. and I think details should be available on our website to be a part of that important campaign.
All right, buddy. Good job as always. We'll remind folks about this as the week continues into next week. We just posted it on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio. You don't even have to love us. You just have to like us.
Awesome.
Come by, shake our hands. There's no secret password or anything. Come get involved with it. And all the details are right there for you. And when you know more about Man Up, let's get you back on here so we can get that word out for you as well.
Will do. Thank you so much, always.
Always great to talk to you, Jeff. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Thank you both.
See you, buddy. Talk soon.
See ya.